When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me for a pretty casual episode here on the Preacher Boys podcast. I just wanted to share some thoughts on the podcast and then on the Preacher Boys official discussion group. For those of you that missed it, if you're in the private Facebook group, which I think has like 3,500 members now, so if you're someone who's listening to the show, you're probably in that group as well. You are aware I paused it for about 2 weeks, and I wanted to just record a quick video kind of giving some thoughts on why. This, again, is not a super formal, polished, edited, sexy episode with lots of graphics and video clips and things like that. I just wanted to kind of share my thoughts. Like, we're sitting across from each other over a cup of coffee, as many pastors would offer. But no, really, I just wanted to talk a little bit about why I paused the group, my frustrations with the group, my thoughts on the group, my things I love about the group, and really my goals for the podcast kind of moving forward and things like that. So I'm really thankful for where the podcast is at. It's been amazing to think that this started in 2020. January 2020 is when I launched the first episode of the show. And obviously since then, it's, you know, so many cool things have happened. I've gotten to talk to a lot of really cool people. I've gotten to, obviously, there's a huge community of people now that are watching videos like this, and that means a lot to me. I just got done interviewing an amazing author, Kate West, today. And, you know, there's so many things I love about doing the show. But one of the things that I love and I have a love-hate relationship with is the Facebook group connected to the Preacher Boys podcast. So if you're watching this, you might be in the Preacher Boys discussion group. If you are watching this and you don't know that the group exists, I know people, even people who are, close friends who are like, I do not like being in that Facebook group. So you're not in there anymore. I just want to address a lot of things and kind of parrot some of the things that people have been saying about their experience in the group and, my own personal take. So first and foremost, I just want to talk about the goal of the group. So the goal of starting the Facebook discussion group was really to facilitate conversations that were, I was hoping, would start from the podcast episodes themselves and lead to further discussion. And I also, as a second tier to that, I also wanted to be a place where people could ask questions if there was a breaking news story or article or something that was very pressing to the mission of the show. It would give people a safe space to essentially discuss those things. Now, what I've learned, and again, when I started the Preacher Boys podcast, I had some people that obviously knew me and followed me and stuff, but I definitely could not have been described as like an influencer per se. So I am learning so much with the growth of an audience and seeing new people come in, dealing with different personalities and things like that. And I think the biggest learning curve for me has been, navigating people's dialogue toward me on public social media platforms fielding really nasty messages, even threats and things like that, I have been able to learn to manage. And I can handle those things because typically those confrontations are happening toward me from some random person on the internet. I'm able to manage that mentally. That's fine. Now, the thing that's really hard about having a Facebook group is I am moderating a community where people are sometimes sending that stuff to each other. And so I'm in an interesting position where I do not like to censor people. Like when people leave really aggressive stuff on my pages, I leave it because I think it's better to let people see the actions for themselves and make decisions. And also if someone counters something I say or disagrees, even in a respectful way, I like to have that opposing viewpoint. So there's a open dialogue in the open forum, which is what I hope the show promotes. Within a group, I get put in a position of having to decide what's appropriate and what's not sometimes, because in a group with people who are in different levels of being able to manage, you know, conversations that are happening or manage their emotional response to things that are said or able to even engage in dialogue about some of these topics. Like, it's all over the gamut. I have people in the group who are curious about abuse, you know, within churches. I have people who are survivors of abuse within churches. I have survivors who have never shared their story and so are trying to keep a low profile. I have people who are very outspoken. I have people who are deconstructing and, you know, have a lot of different, you know, thoughts on a variety of topics that are in conjunction with that deconstruction involving politics. I have people that are deeply fundamentalists that have strong political views that they try to interject in conversation. Needless to say, it is a mixed melting pot of a billion different types of people. Not really a billion, 3,000 plus people, but you get the drift. And so I'm constantly getting messages of, you know, hey, so-and-so said this, that's really difficult for me, and rightfully so. I don't want to downplay people's own things, but it makes me in a spot where I have to kind of censor or step in. It's a lot to think through, and it adds, you know, doing the show is a stressful thing at times. I'm fielding a lot of really difficult news stories and, you know, having interviews about really heavy topics regarding trauma and religious abuse and things like that, and sexual abuse. Abuse with minors, like, it is a heavy weight. But then the group is like, it's the thing that takes me, it deals out the most emotional toll on me, because I constantly feel like I'm mitigating risks to people and I'm constantly breaking up disputes and things like that. So basically, and I have people that, you know, for whatever reason, don't like me or how I run the show, and then, you know, or how I, or who I don't choose to talk to, that sort of stuff. And it was a conversation like that that prompted me to just pause the group for the duration of April and then reopen coming into May. And so, like I said, my goal for the group was helpful discussions in a very loving and appropriate way to each other, despite differences in other aspects of life. I wanted it to be like, here's a bipartisan issue. We're all against abuse. We're trying to understand what makes that tick. We may have different faith perspectives, political perspectives, but like, we can kind of lower the volume on those things and focus on this. And that hasn't 100% been, you know, hasn't been 100% success rate, as many of you in the group or many of you who are like, I hate that group, I'm leaving, have felt. Now, look, I thought about heavily at the end of April deleting the group entirely. I thought about just closing it down and just allowing the public facing content to be the be all end all the show. I don't think I'm ready to do that, but I do want to make some changes just into how involved I am in the group and then just what the expectations are. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to try to be more active within the group itself in facilitating conversations. So you're probably going to see a lot more posts from me asking leading questions and kind of popping in with reminders about like, hey, you know, here's kind of the tone we should have in the group. Here's like, again, I don't want to tone police people or be content restrictive on things, but I want to remind people like, hey, we're all here for the same reason. We may have different outlooks on life, but here's what it is. Also, I'm probably going to be a little bit stricter in moderation in the group. Like I said, I don't want to be just, hey, only say things that I agree with, because that's not what I've done historically ever. I mean, that's provable. There's posts defaming me that are left up in the group. I don't want to do that. However, when posts start getting heated or, you know, it seems like helpful dialogue's not happening on a post, I'll probably limit comments on that post and remove it. So I'm going to be just more active. I think it was the group has been a failure on my part to really engage with the community side of this in the way that I think it needs and give it the attention it deserves. And also, I haven't really set the tone for the group the way that I think I should have. So that's kind of my thoughts there. What I would encourage people who are in the group, and this is probably the most important thing, there's a quote that I think of constantly, which is assume the best possible intentions of the other party and assume the worst possible impact of your actions. And I think if more people took that mindset on, it would lead to more fruitful discussion. So when you see a post within the group, assume the best possible intent of the poster. Assume that they are not trying to, you know, attack you. Assume that they're not trying to start a war with you. Assume that they're not trying to just be disruptive or mean or cruel. Obviously, if they clearly are, I'll take action on that and remove that post as quickly as possible. But just try to assume that they're not writing from a place of ill intent. And on the flip side, I think when writing a post within the group, it would be helpful to assume the worst possible impact. The truth is, people are by default very emotional. People tend to assume threat where there is none. And I think it's really important when crafting content, whether you're writing in a group or whether I'm creating a podcast episode, assuming the worst possible interpretation of what you're about to say and trying to create it in such a way to kind of curb that feeling from those who are reading it. And so if you're writing something that feels a little bit more biting than it needs to be toward a group of people that's represented in the group, or if you're writing something that could be interpreted to say something that you're not intending to say, adding caveats and clarity is never a bad thing. It's better to give more clarity than necessary than to give not enough and lead to a disagreement. But then the last thing I'll say is just, you know, everybody in the group, I know that there are varying degrees of trauma that's been experienced by many within the group, and I do my best to navigate triggers and things that can be really heavy or things that could be shocking regarding things like sexual abuse involving minors and sexual assault, things of that nature. But I also want to remind everybody that your triggers are your responsibility. This is a group that is focused on the topic of sexual abuse within churches. It is a group that's focused on a lot of times abuse involving minors, physical abuse, emotional, spiritual abuse. That is the topic of this page. And so the expectation of trigger warnings from any poster, from any piece of content, I just want to say the page and the topic of the page is in many ways a blanket trigger warning for the type of content that's going to be covered and discussed on the show. I also want to say, like, in times that there are things posted that are, you know, that you find triggering, there's no way to account for every possible trigger that exists. And you know, sometimes a preaching clip might be shared and the tonality or the intonation of the preacher's voice may be triggering for you. if it's not something that's generally triggering to a large swath of people, oftentimes a trigger warning is not going to be added. Again, I try to account for triggers, but you can't account for every potential trigger, any item of clothing that might be triggering, any intonation, you know, any imagery. Like it would be impossible to do that. So please take care and take ownership of your own triggers, navigate the space in a way that's safe for you. And I will say this a billion times over. I've said this to many people. I've said this to people I know in my family and friend group who are not in a place where they want to have their newsfeed filled with topics of these sorts. If the group is not a healthy place for you to be, even if the group itself is quote unquote healthy, and I'm stepping in and trying to navigate conversations and there's warnings and there's this, if just the topics are harmful for you, feel free to leave the group and come back if you want to. Never come back if it's not something that's ever helpful for you in your journey. Like, you do not have to be in the group, and I do not take it personally. Again, some of my best friends, my wife is not in the Preacher Boys discussion group for all the reasons I just said. And a big reason that she's not in the group is literally because the amount of conflict and the things that can happen over issues, like, she doesn't want that in her feed. She doesn't want the negativity there. And I totally respect, obviously, I'm not mad at her for that. And same thing, I have some very close friends. I even have people that have been on the show who, you know, dislike the group. And on the flip side too, I have people that love the group, find it very helpful. You know, they scroll past things they don't like and they embrace the good. And I tend to be in that camp. I am more optimistic and positive generally in my outlook on most things. So I, for a long time, just took the good of the group and didn't even realize that some people perceive certain threads and things as very toxic or unhelpful. So again, I'm just trying to be more aware of that. And I want you guys to know, like, whatever part of Preacher Boys is helpful to you, embrace. Whatever is not, discard. If you don't like reading my posts and you just like watching videos, it's fine. If you like listening to the podcast and not watching videos, that's also fine. If you hate listening to my voice and you only want to read written posts because my voice is annoying and it drives you crazy, that's fine too. And if none of it's helpful and you find another resource that is more in alignment with your perspectives or maybe more in alignment with your current faith or worldview, that's fine as well. My goal is to help people and to shed light on the darkest aspects of the church, from the pulpit to the pews, and I'm trying to do that to the best of my ability. So I'm going to try to make some pivots in the group, try to facilitate some more conversations, get you guys more involved in the discussions there, and also, you know, keeping a closer eye on some of the things that might be a detriment to the group itself. So anyway, just unpolished thoughts. Hope it wasn't too rambling or incoherent. It's just some things that have been on my mind and wanted to share them in a very open and just honest way as to my thoughts on the group. So glad we're back. I'm excited. I really am thankful. You know, the fact that there's like 3,000 plus people in this Facebook group, at least I think it's 3,000. I'm probably saying the wrong number and I look like an idiot, but I am so thankful for the people that are in this group. I'm thankful that there's 3,000 people that care about this mission and this topic of conversation enough to be in the group. And I want this to be a place that is great for everybody. And I truly do. I've made some of the best friends that I have through this show and so many acquaintances that I hope to meet one day through this group. And so I don't want to get rid of it, but I want it to be a place that's at optimal health, especially since it's something that's underneath content source that is so connected to myself. I don't want to be like, oh, he's the guy with a super toxic Facebook group. You know, like, that's not the goal. So anyway, thank you guys so much for watching this. I will see you guys Sunday with a awesome interview. That's going to be, actually, that's not true. I will see you guys on, drum roll, please. I'm not going to edit this episode, so we're going to have some dead space here. Next Tuesday, so May 7th, will be when my regular interview episode drops. I have a conversation with Meg Applegate, and the reason it's dropping on Tuesday, May 7th, is because that's in alignment with her actual book dropping. But it's a great conversation about the troubled tea industry. You're really going to appreciate it. At least I hope so. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and look forward to seeing you on a future episode of the Preacher Boys podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.